Mirandola.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let us start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud could shabari fu ishkinte bid filu urkimu urkimu utkilu. Leachta, L'shem Yud he bavav he, v'yichud ashalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu bayim l'kayim mitzvat sefirata omer. Va'asat noch nachat ruach l'atrenu v'la'asot ratzon borenu. Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Alenu Maasei Adenu Kunene Alenu Maasei Adenu Kunenehu. Now we're going to study some verses from the Psalms that prepare our consciousness for the bracha. Adonai Elohei Wahei Igmor b'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Azdecha le'olam ma'asei adecha El teref Ekra le'elohim Elyon la'el gomer alai V'yavor alaik V'yarech Mat poseset bedamayich ve'amar lecha bedamayich hayei ve'amar lecha bedamayich hayei Barki nasi et adonai Elohim Yohe Wahe. Elohe Gedalta Meod Hod Vehadar Levoshet. O Ta Or Kishalma No Ta Shemayim. Kayiraya Baruchata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of Sefirat HaOmer. Samach Hei has a gematria of 65, the same as Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name of God dealing in the frame of Malchut. Ha Yom Arba'a Eser Yom Leomar Shehem Shenei Shavua. Today is day 14 of the Omer, which is 2 weeks. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And we can all say Amen. We're now going to connect to Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Song. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natzeach b'mginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu b'varkenu Yair pana vitanu sela Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha Bekol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha. Yoducha is a word that means your appreciation. Admitting your, acknowledging your, can you acknowledge and admit and thank Hashem and the people around you that you truly depend upon for their love and support? When was the last time you truly admitted your need for those in your support system and thank Hashem for providing them for you? And I will add, for those of you who missed the essay with Rabbi Ashlag, you should listen to the recording tomorrow after it gets posted, because the discussion was very much along the lines of the meaning of Yoducha. Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Yisbechu v'rananu le'umima. The letter Mem. The letter Mem creates water. It has two forms, an open form like this one, and a closed form like the one we will use in 2 days. Are you open to receive goodness from Hashem and those who channel it to you? Truly, do you receive what you perceive as bad or hurtful in the same way that you receive joy and happiness? This is the level to strive for. What to do? What do you need to change? To change yourself so that you can reach this level of consciousness, that you perceive everything, both what is good to you and what is perceived as bad to you, to realize both come from Hashem. Le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor lumim ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu Elohim. Yana Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Yamincha. Tati. Alphabet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Saharenu Nora. Gufrey Shayan Sin Tet Nun. These six letters, this word, which is two words, meaning cross satan, tear up satan. This is the word. Na gibor, dor sheyechud chav. Kiva vacham reim. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, brachame sitkatcha, tami gam reim. Betet reish, tzadi tach gimel. Chasin kadosh, Berov tuvcha na'el adatecha. Tet kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid ge'eh, lamcha p'nei, Zokre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel. Ushma tziakatenu. Yodea talumo. Shin kufav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. The stop in the desert that is related to this 14th journey, having leaving the graves of craving, as we described last night, and we camped in Katzerot. And at this location, Miriam slandered her brother, Moshe, and as a result was struck and was quarantined, struck with Tatzarat, the leprosy, the disease that's related to Lashon Hara. Some say that in this place also Korach rebelled against Moses. This leg of the journey refers to the rebellious stages in our lives. In every generation and in every soul, there is a Moses who serves as Hashem's messenger to help direct us in fulfilling our mission in life. We will have times when we rebel against this Moses, God's chosen messenger of our time and within, and thereby undermine our own destiny. And I would add that there's more than one Moses that approaches us. Hashem uses all forms of messengers, all forms of angels that sometimes, God forbid, we perceive as demons. Consider in what way your personality and character traits cause you to choose self-destructive behavior. And are these traits and their effect part of your comfort zone? Or do you want to change these traits at their source so you no longer self-destruct in any way? Ribono shel olam, ata tsevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer. Kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betoratach, uspartem, lachem macharat hashabbat, miyom haviachem, eto omer hatenufa, sheva shabbatot, demimot. Bina mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shevit ha-sefiru tamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizo hamatam uvechen yihiratzon milfanecha Adonai ohewahe Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebizchut Sefirut HaOmer, Shesifarti Hayom, Yetukan Ma Shepagamti, Sefira. Malhut Shebegivura. This is the manifestation of judgment, Malchut Sheva Givurah. Malchut means kingdom, majesty, dignity, and manifestation. And it relates to Keter, the crown, because the Malchut of one generation transposes into the Keter of the next generation. V'yetzayer v'yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen. Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of April, the 24th day of April, which is the 29th day of Nisan. Rabbi Moshe Palier of Kobrin, and Rabbi Mordechai Shalom Yosef Friedman, known as the Sadigerer Rebbe, who wrote the book, The Knesset Mordechai. Rabbi Drizin, who's giving us insights into the prophet of the 55 prophets, the 48 male and the 7 female, the prophet that is related to Malchut, Sheba Gevurah, is Shlomo HaMelech. And the female that's connected to Malchut Sheba Gevurah is Leah, Bat Lavan. Leah, who is the first wife of Jacob. Leah is the elder of the two daughters of the shepherd Lavan. Her younger sister Rachel is more beautiful than she, but only in Jacob's eyes, because Rachel and Leah are twins. They're twin sisters, twin in form, twin in appearance. But Leah has soft, weak eyes from crying to be, not have to marry Esav, the Rasha, the evil man. The young shepherd Jacob, who's 80 years old, falls in love with Rachel and serves 7 years as payment for her hand. But on their wedding night, Lavan tricks Jacob and substitutes Leah as the bride. Jacob is outraged and demands Rachel as well, but the deed is done, and Leah remains Jacob's wife. Though Leah is less loved, she is not without resources. She is fertile, and she bears 7 children, 6 boys and 1 girl. And as she bears these children, she names them, expressing her feelings through their names. In some names, Leah expresses her desire for love. When Reuben is born, the firstborn, she says, "The Lord has seen my affliction, now my husband will love me." Yet as Leah grows older, she finds contentment and pride in her own life. When her concubine son Asher is born, she says, "Women will call me happy." Leah becomes, in the words of a traditional midrash, a master of praise, who finds goodness in her life and does good for others. In the Zohar, Leah represents the upper mother, Bina, the divine womb, from which life and understanding flow. In spite of the painful reality of living with a jealous sister and a man who does not love her, Leah finds the dignity of gratitude and independence. We demonstrate Leah's Malchut Sheba Gevurah, her majesty of strength, when we learn to live not only for those we want to love us, but for the goodness and the godliness within ourselves. The gematria of Malchut Sheba Gevurah is 1014. And this is also the gematria of the name of the month Cheshvan. Cheshvan is the month of the flood of Noah. Clearly a connection to Malchut Sheva Gevurah. The 14th method to acquire the Torah, taught in the Perkei Avot, the ethics of the fathers, is Tahora, or Tahara, purity. Of the 49 letters of the Shema Yisrael, the 14th letter is the letter Nun, which can cause one to fall, or it can be used as a vaccine to support you against falling. Which will you prefer? And now we will pray for the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma bimheira biyameinu. And may we all say Amen. May Hashem, the Merciful One, restore the service of the Temple to its place speedily and in our days. And may we all say Amen. Are there any questions?
Hanok, can I add something tonight?
Of course. Go ahead.
I was reading the meditation for today from the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Yes.
And I'll be brief. Nothing can hold you back, not your childhood, not the history of a lifetime, not even the very last moment before now. In a moment, you can abandon your past. And once abandoned, you can redefine it. If the past was a ring of futility, let it become a wheel of yearning that drives you forward. If the past was a brick wall, let it become a dam to unleash your power. The very first step of change is so powerful, the boundaries of time fall aside. In one bittersweet moment, the sting of the past is dissolved and its honey salvaged.
Very nice.
I thought it was very moving.
Thank you for sharing, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments? I remind you that Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday night at our 7 o'clock West Coast time slot. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will study the Tikkuni Zohar. And at 8:30, we will again count the Omer. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.